Today's learning show really initial the Chaim Lizer from Shari Moshe and Daniel Rivka was Moshe Beals Yischus for the Shalaim Achai Moshe Yeshiva Malki Anis and Sarah Mary Bracha Basar Malka Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding in middle of Simon Reish Beis and we are in middle of Sif Beis. So what we said yesterday is that when it comes to grapes, if they are below a certain size, then the bracha gets downgraded to Bayer Pri Adama. And we said that since we're not bakiyim in this size, we have to, unless we know that they're ripened, we have to make a Bayer Pri Adama. We discussed potentially that causes a problem with the bracha achrayna. Now we're going to turn to what is the halacha when it comes to what is the halacha when it I am recording, right? What is the halacha when it comes to other fruit? And we'll see the Mechaber Paskins one way. We'll see in the Mishabura, we'll read a Bir Halacha over here. We'll see that many disagree with the Mechaber. So Shar Kala Il, in the middle of Simon, Sif Beis, on page 210, for those looking inside. Shar Kala Ilan, Mishiyotziyu Pri Mevarchen Olav Bayer Priya Eitz. Any other tree, Mechaber says, as soon as the fruit starts growing, that is very Bayer Pri Eitz. So very unlike in a grape, when it's under a certain size, we don't consider yet the Ikar fruit, as we explained, because the Ikar reason we're growing the grapes is for wine. Until they're able to produce wine, we don't count them fruit. One of the rules that we learned yesterday, it has to be the reason the fruit was grown. When it comes to any other tree, as soon as it grows, starts a fruit, is actually formed, it is a Bayer Pri Eitz. So b'vad shelo yehi mar, it shouldn't be extremely bitter, or very vinegary. The yois hacheni roi lachila, afila yidei etchak. If it's not roi lachila, you don't make any bracha on it. So other than that, and sometimes very, very small fruit are not edible, but assuming it is edible, you make a Bayer Pri Eitz, and the oz, aim a bracha na olav klal. If it's not edible, you don't make a bracha at all. Sezerima, the yeshayman, and we'll start seeing some of the exceptions. Al charuva, when it comes to bucks or carib, so you start seeing these chains of charuven. That's one taich. The Gemara uses this expression. There's a discussion exactly what that means. Not so negatus, because I doubt we're eating raw. Most of us don't want to eat ripened bucks. So unripened bucks we're surely not eating. The chaim bezesim, the Ramah holds, and when it comes to olives, it starts growing this sort of husk or flower around it. That although the Mechaber said any other fruit, as soon as they start forming fruit, they are a Bayer Pri Eitz. When it comes to charuven, it comes to zeisim, it has to, according to Rama, it has to be a little bit further along. If not, it's a Bayer Pri Adama. The chain ikker, says the Rama, that is the ikker according to the Torah. Let's see the Mishabura on this. Even though they're extremely small, offets, he just types the words, chametz means sour or vinegary. So according to the Mechaber, if you have this small fruit, and it's not that it's ain't a roi lachila at all, but it's not very tasty, it's just roi lachila yedei etchak, even though they're still somewhat bitter, when fruit are prior to they ripen, we make the regular bracha. Where this makes a chilek to us, sometimes we buy certain fruit in the store that has to ripen at home, a peach, avocado. A lot of these fruits we buy them at a stage that they still need ripening. That is not; those are edible. So those would zicha be a ha'eitz. So b'chei adam, b'chei b'seif ha'olos ha'frayim, pikpiku b'din zeh, v'daitam, b'chein zeh, ein mevarach el shahakal, em loy she bishlon eh she miskan ba'or, da oz mevarach el b'er per eitz, kimi she pri v'etzim el shatzarach tivum. So now, he says over here, very important, b'chei adam says, when you have these very small fruit, they're roi lachila, but they're very bitter, he says there, they're not edible, it's not a bracha of a ha'eitz, unless you would actually take him and roast them. And if not, you would make a shahakal. So it's a little bit different than what the Mechaber said. Now, this is an interesting point that they say that if you roast them, then it becomes a Bayer Pri Eitz. Now, we're going to get into this a little bit later on. We see that there's certain fruit that if the only way you can eat them is through roasting them, because otherwise they're not edible, that does not take them from a no bracha to a eitz. If anything, we might take it to a shahakal. But over here, what the Chayei Adam is saying is that be'etzem it is a fruit already, and it's the fruit that the ikar reason the tree was grown. You need to sweeten a little bit through roasting it. That would be that would make it back into a bar pretz. Aim of baruch klal. If we have a fruit that's completely not roy lachilo, the keitz ba'almachash. If it's like eating a piece of wood, afilam miskanai de or gam kenem of baruch rakshak. So I was just mentioning that if you have this that's completely not edible, then roasting it will not bring it up to a eitz. That roasting will only bring it up to kishahakol kedin. Garina and Shemiska, when you have seeds that are not usually eaten, we'll get more into that because the whole shaila when it comes to seeds, you have to be analyzed what is the reason that they are grown. You have these kind of fruit, they used to go ahead and mix them with honey when they were very young and not really grown. If they were completely not edible beforehand, after you go ahead and whether you roast them or you mash them and you do whatever you're going to do to them to make them edible, that only will bring it up to a shahakal. Look in the Be'er Halacha. So again, what he's saying over here, so just understand it. There's two categories. I have a fruit that is not yet ripened, that's completely inedible. It's no bracha at all. If I decide to eat it, it's like eating a piece of wood. In that case, if through roasting it I make it edible, then it becomes a shahakal. You bring it up one level. If I have a fruit that's not yet ripened, but it's edible, just not so good, and through then it would be a shahakal, according to Chayei Adam. By roasting it, I make it edible, then it goes back to being a ha'et. So that's the difference. The difference is, where was the starting point? Did it start off as inedible, or it start off as edible and not so good? Achi Aroiv and Oscha Shaperi, because then it's, and they when it came to these carobs, then it's considered a fruit. That's also that once you that stage, it still has to be to the point that it's not very, very bitter. We'll see this Be'er Halacha in a moment because I think it's important to read it. That so the Ramah said that these fruit, the carobs and the zeisim, when they're still very young prior to that stage, even if they're sweet, because it's not the ikar reason this peri was grown. Remember, olives, the ikar reason is grown is for oil. So he says, therefore, it is still a hadama. So let's just read this Be'er Halacha inside because it's important. So remember what the Mechaber told us. The Mechaber told us that if fruit, as even though it's very, very young, as long as it's edible, as soon as it turns into a fruit, it is a bari pri ha'etz. So let's see the Be'er Halacha. For those inside, it's the last Be'er Halacha on the page. He argues with the Shulchan Aruch. All these measurements and things that we said that is brought down in the Gemara has nothing to do with the bracha. It has everything to do with Hilchot Shvias, which we're not going to get into now. Then in order for it to be a Bar Priyat, it has to be at the stage that you would be mechuyev to give maisa on it. Prior to that, it's not considered a fruit that's roi lachila. According to the gra and the panim iris, yishtanu kol adinim shabasiv zeh, it changes all the halachas because the mechaber said these are ha'etz and they say this is not ha'etz. The hainu ba nava min and dafke sheyroich sheyroich hatzana mitoichem. He holds that grapes until they're so grown that you're already able, like we said, they get a little translucent. You can see the seed inside. Ubezesim shevia shlish. Olives would have to grow at least a third before the mechuyev ma'isa. Ubecharuvim, when it comes to carobs, mishiyarvim nekudish charis ve'ois shamascha lahashka. They already have to have black spots on it. V'chein v'chol min v'min yashir meyuchel zeh. Every single type of fruit, there's a different shear as to when it's considered mechuyev ma'isa, which is when it would be mechuyev in the bracha ve'etz. K'mevoyer v'kol ha'kov v'ram v'perik v'ez mechus ma'isa ayin shom. The kaidim sheyagil l'shir zeh, but prior to it reaching the shir, ainim a berach rak bari pri adama. It only be a bari pri adama. The yesh sadle d'vrei a rambam perik beis mechus shmita perik ches mechus brachas ayin sham. Ukvan nasi benas mezeh achrayim l'chrayim discussed this at length. V'hine lefi divrei agrav apanim yitz mestaber dafila mituk bar loy mahani kimin shein echashu pri kaidim sheyagil loynis ha'maisers. According to the way the gra and the And the panimirs are explaining it, that prior to it reaching this stage, that it's mechuyim emais, it's not even considered a fruit. So even when I go ahead and I would roast them and now they become tasty, that would not be enough to make it into a fruit because it didn't start off as a fruit. Says the Bir Halacha, that if you're eating a very unripened fruit, we're not talking about the fruit that you bought in the store that has to sit for a few days, because that's already definitely Eidus HaMaisa. We're talking about you picking something from the tree that's really barely grown. He says, you're going to follow the Mechaber and go ahead and make a Haetz. If they're royal achila, even though they're barely growing, it would you have a yeshami lismach. Well, ma'isa the Bir Halacha saying make adama. Amnam. I'm loy hoya ruin lecha raka yidei etchak. If you can't even, if they're only able to be eaten on yidei etchak, elavach bir breitz ashka bishlam miskemar. Then certainly you shouldn't make an eitz unless you sweeten them up. Ma'ichik safti mishabur b'shem chayal dem vayelus afrayim. Veda you should know. Dilinim tapuchen she. When it comes to apples, she'urin lo'ayin samaisus afilik shenik etanim, even they're small. Barak mishanasa agulim k'mavay baram. They have to be rounded. V'mkain v'zeh gamak grov v'apanaviris moed l'mutasa shechonarach t'mavach lo'ayin bari pre'eit. So when it comes to apples, the shear is earlier on. So that's just the machlokes over here between the way Bir Halacha is telling us to follow and the mechaber, the remote, seems to also on certain fruits say that. So for whatever reason, we're eating very unripened fruit. We definitely have to have a shiloh over here, which should be assuming that it's royal achila. If it's hadama to or it's definitely be halacha. And Mishabur seem to be saying that we should make a hadama on that. Okay, let's start Sif Gimel. Garine haperis. When it comes to the seeds of fruit, so the Mechaber paskins. If they're sweet, does not for me sweet, but means that they're edible, you make a bar priya eitz. If they're very bitter, you don't make a bracha at all. If you have these very bitter seeds and you roast to them, then you would make a shahakal. So let's just start the Mishabur. We'll have to discuss this a little bit. What is the halacha with the seeds that we eat today? Which we'll see is really different, right? Sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, all that. What are they? According to this, it would almost seem that they are a shahakal, because the only way you can eat a pumpkin seed is if they're shahakal. But we'll see that's not necessarily the halacha. Let's see the mishabur mesukim lav dafka. Doesn't mean that these, in order to make an eitz, they have to be sweet. Elo kol shachayich nehenem many mixas. You have to enjoy the eating. But tam shavarch b'yir eitz mishum da hayimdam michelik michelik apri. Since they are tasty, they're considered part of the fruit. So, you know, you have certain, let's go with a kiwi. A kiwi, you eat it with the seeds that are in there, right? The little black seeds, assuming those are seeds. These other fruits that we eat, the seeds, passion fruit, the dragon fruit, these seeds have a very similar taste to the fruit, so they're bar priates, they're no different. Others argue, if you'd be eating them alone without the fruit, the other argues they make adama. The chenas kamas agro. Then berach bar priates yatsa be the eved. Then oichla gerenim achashoich la pri. What happens if you're eating the seeds after you ate the fruit? Mestaber the kulama nifta be berachas bar priates shaberach al pri mishin have a tuple of pri. So if you eat the fruit and then you immediately eat the seeds, that would be just part of the same eating. What he's talking about over here, if for whatever reason you're eating the seeds alone, marim the very bitter heni sheni rum lechal fili de etchak. What do you mean? What, if they're not royal achila, why do you make a shahakal? We said before you shouldn't make any bracha. According to the mechaber, that it's considered fruit. So we said before, if something is considered a fruit already, and then you misaken it ayidei fire, then it goes back to being eitz. These bitter nuts. I'm a very b'sipe. We'll get to that. That seeds are not as good as these nuts. Gufa, shem ikar pri, mashenkem agarinim. The ikar fruit is not the seeds. Alhachem hey marim le mikri pri klal le mahani shemisakwa achaka. So if you have these seeds in a fruit, and you hold that the seeds are not really the ikar fruit, and alone they're not edible, so then by roasting them doesn't give it a bracha. Miladina ain losses mipsakah shulchan aruch. Develav halchi kasavnu mekayim das har b'achrein of agrom eklalim lach like al ikadin of the mechaber ladi gabi greena mesukin einem avarach lam uchal yoyser ak bayir pri adama the most you make is a bayir pri adama the lach pri ninu when mail of a marim a miskay they are einem avarach lam ela shahakel if they're bitter and the only way you can eat them is a shahakel. Now we'll discuss briefly and we'll end for today when it comes to the seeds that we eat today, when it comes to pumpkin seeds and when it comes to sesame seeds and there's some other seeds. So the question is, are they hadama, right? Those cases, or should they be a shahakal? But lemaisa bezman hazeh, definitely sunflowers. We know is grown for the sunflower seeds. That is the ikar pri that it is grown for. Pumpkin, the factories that make pumpkin seeds, they're growing pumpkins for the seeds. Do they do something with the flesh of the pumpkin as well? I assume they do. I assume they cut them open and they make the canned pumpkin puree out of it, right? So it's not that they throw the pumpkin out. But it is an ikar reason that they are growing the fruit for. Some do ask, I don't know if anybody's done this. I've tried it once or twice. It's not worth it. It's a lot easier and tastier to go buy in the store a pound of these seeds. But if you bought a butternut squash or you bought a pumpkin and you decide to go ahead and take those seeds and clean them up and roast them, but that's not your ikar pri. Your ikar pri, while you bought the fruit, was for the pumpkin. Would you then make a shahakal or you make a hadama on it? Definitely, yes, we listen to make a hadama on it, since bezman hazeh, pumpkins are grown for pumpkin seeds, and sesame flowers are definitely grown for sesame seeds, and some of the other, I don't know, all the seeds that we eat, but it's definitely grown for that purpose, and definitely it could be a bayir pri hadama. Over here, what the Mechaber is talking about is where these were seeds that were definitely not the reason the fruit or the vegetable was grown, and it definitely wasn't generally the purpose, the item of it that was eaten. So, in summary, if you're eating the seed right after the fruit, so the bracha you made on the fruit takes care of it. If you're eating the seed separately from the fruit, and it's not a seed that is generally the reason that the fruit is grown for, we have the shaila really, if it should be a shahakal or if it should be a hadama. If the only way you can eat it is through roasting it, it would seem that the bracha would be a shahakal. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue with Siftal tomorrow.